as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It is going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy. Partly cloudy, 35 our high, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 8 above tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sunshine, 45 with some scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Shiri Preston. After finding two of the construction workers who were killed in the collapse of the Key Bridge this week in Baltimore, crews will start today to remove some of the wreckage. As to rebuilding,
we will come up with a design for the replacement of that bridge as quickly as possible to get the port back up and the community back up and running.
Maryland Secretary of Transportation Paul Wiedefeld. It's just too dangerous in the water right now below the bridge for dive crews to look for the four remaining people who lost their lives in the collapse. Stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, west of Chicago.
We have four individuals who are deceased. We have one that's in critical condition right now and an additional four that are in stable condition.
Police Chief Carla Redd, there's no word on a motive, but there is a suspect in custody. Today is sentencing day for cryptocurrency fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried. Prosecutors want to see him behind bars for 50 years. His lawyers say he deserves no more than 6.5. This is ABC News. More evacuations from the violence in Haiti. A nonprofit group now says it got 51 people, including some Americans, out. New York City taking another step toward becoming the first in the country to charge a toll just for driving into part of the city. A vote yesterday approving the congestion pricing plan for Lower Manhattan. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
Those U-toll readers are already installed, but the plan still needs to be approved by the Federal Highway Administration. And there are several pending lawsuits in New York and New Jersey that could complicate implementation of this plan. But the MTA fully expects the tolls to kick in by June.
Most drivers will have to pay $15 to get into the congestion zone. And the Secret Service is now part of an investigation into a scam on the Girl Scouts.
These are children. You know, we're taking advantage of our children.
Fairfield, California Police spokesperson Jennifer Brantley, after somebody used fake $100 bills to buy Girl Scout cookies, three different troops in Northern California got the bogus bills. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin and other large dairy-producing states are keeping an eye on reports of bird flu in dairy cows in Texas and Kansas. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says milk from sick cows does not go into the food supply. Independent and third-party voters could play spoiler in Wisconsin in the presidential election. That's what political scientist Charles Franklin tells Wisconsin Eye.
Those folks are going to likely be late making up their minds, may or may not vote. And so in a very close election,
could turn
position to tilt the election in the fall.
Meanwhile, 20 elected officials around Wisconsin are urging Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's primary to protest President Biden's support of Israel's war in Gaza. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Hop on into the Park Falls Library on Friday, March 29th for a visit with everyone's favorite carrot muncher, the Easter Bunny. The bunny will be available for pictures from 9:30 to 11 a.m. in their fabulous auditorium, and kids can also enjoy a short story time starting at around 10:15. You won't want to miss this excellent opportunity for some springtime fun. Again, that is Friday, March 29th at the Park Falls Public Library, where knowledge is free. Just bring your own container.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. On March 22, 2024, Anthony James Kovarik passed away in his new home on the Flambeau River. He is survived by his siblings, Patricia Calloway of Rockford, Illinois, Tekla Kovarik of Black River Falls, by Thomas Kovarik of Butternut, by Albert Kovarik of Eisenstein, Frank Kovarik of Eisenstein, and Therese Fleming of Fifield. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, April 5th at Park Falls American Legion from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a memorial service at 6 p.m. Deacon Robert Schenebeck will officiate. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Anthony James Kovarik. Ralph Alexander Jameson, age 75, of Glidden, died on Monday, March 25th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his four stepchildren, Ron Petrosky of Arkansas, by Carl Petrosky of Texas, Linda Schmidt of Glidden, and Bob Petrosky of Glidden. Further survived by nine grandchildren, by many great-grandchildren, his brother David Jameson of Minnesota, by four sisters, Elsie Petrosky of Glidden, Beverly Seeger of Wausau, by Nancy Gould of Butternut, and further survived by Connie Jameson of Anaqua, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Ralph Alexander Jameson, 75, Glidden.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Let's get you your keyword here of the hour so you can get your day rolling here. The text to win keyword for this 7 a.m. hour is park, P-A-R-K, park. So text that to us before 8 o'clock. You'll be in for the Chula Vista overnight stay drawing and the two grand prize drawings of the bikes and the blender and the outdoor love seat and such like that. A couple of grand prize winners next week. So park, P-A-R-K. If you haven't done this yet, download the Civic Media app from your Play Store on your Android or iPhone. That's a Civic Media app. Hit 98Q, hit text, P-A-R-K, send, you're done. And we'll do it again at 10, 1, and 3. But that keyword park is valid only until 8 o'clock.
It is going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy. Partly cloudy, 35 our high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 8 above tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sunshine, 45 with some scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
You the man, Sean Hansen, HVAC, brings you this. I distracted myself. The weather's brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Stick to the script, Joel.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Is your current career a pain in the glass? Tired of working at a boring job with no excitement or extra cash? Well, listen up. Sierra Pacific is hiring. Sierra Pacific currently has crew member openings for their first, second, and weekend shift. Take your pick of four 10s with possible overtime on Fridays, or work three 12-hour days on their weekend shift. Both come with excellent benefits. They offer great starting pay, and you can earn a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join the Sierra Pacific team today and start making that extra dough while also helping the world see clearly. Open your window of opportunity and apply in person or explore careers at Sierra Pacific Windows in either Medford or Merrill online at spi-ind.com/careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with a disability and veterans.
The Brewers lose. lose another pitcher.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers left-hander Robert Gasser will be out the next several weeks after doctors found a bone spur in his left elbow. Gasser, one of several Brewers pitchers starting out the season injured. The crew will face the Mets tomorrow after poor weather canceled today's season opener in New York. NBA, the Bucks in New Orleans to face the Pelicans, but Milwaukee has likely lost veteran guard Pat Beverly for the season. He'll need surgery to repair a torn ligament in his right wrist that could take 3 to 4 months to recover. NFL, Jordan Love says he learned hard lessons about protecting the football in college at Utah State.
And that's one thing I did a little bit too much in college, was trying to make those Superman throws and extend every play and throw it in. Nah, these guys are, they're fast in the NFL. They're going to recover on that ball and pick it. So just that fine line of understanding when to try and make those heroic plays and put the team on your back, and when to throw it away to, you know, live to fight another down, things like that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Pivot Podcast. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning.
I wake up with you guys. I go to bed with you, too. Don't tell my boyfriend.
98Q Country.
We don't let other people wash our cars in small towns. We like to wash them ourselves. It's fun. It's not a chore. It's a privilege, man. You know, you get half naked. You get all wet. You run around. You act crazy. It's kind of like a gay pride parade, really. And then when you're finished, you go back in the house and you just stare at it through the window. Look at how pretty my car is, man. I washed her with diapers and underwear. That's how much we love our cars. And we give them names, too. We name them General Lee, Susie Q. You hardly let, like, your own family touch your car, let alone some stranger, man. If you want to get in a fight in a small town, just touch somebody else's car. Just walk up to it and put your hand on it like that. It won't be 5 seconds before you're on the ground with a blowtorch in your face. Shh, don't you ever touch Rocky Top, boy. I will melt your face off.
Tonight on A&E, take Easter to a whole new level.
I see one. Shoot it.
Extreme Easter egg hunting, featuring the most exciting Easter egg hunts from under the sea to 10,000 feet above the earth.
Skydiving for Easter egg! Woo!
They'll stop at nothing to find the perfect egg, and sometimes people really come out of their shells.
That's my egg, you son of a...
Well, you come and get it then.
Don't miss Extreme Easter egg hunting tonight on A&E Easter.
Really great music. Every song I like.
Love it.
Thank you for listening.
98Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on. Okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't want to waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand. See my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Or baby, just tell me yes and take my.
98.3. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. See the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. No, 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 no. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses.
Shay, that's her big song called Bigger Houses at 98Q. Get on into your local Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's. Little cup of cappuccino, maybe a little beverage for the weekend, some chips, whatever it may be. Check it out. Fun place to look around. They got a lot going on inside there at Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls. All right, we are ready to click back into spring mode, right? Well, warm weather mode. It's not going to quite happen today, but the upswing is on the way, with temperatures lingering about 15 or so here in the city. And I see some of the outlying people, some of you low outlying people, maybe down into that 10 range or so. And I had mentioned that overnight lows are going to be warmer. We might get, it looks like, one more night tonight where we're going to be a little bit cool. But then I'm seeing overnight lows, you know, 20s for the most part, starting this weekend. 36 is what they're telling us will be the high temperature today. Our text to win keyword of this hour is park. P as in Paul. A-R-K. I see some of the texts that come in, and it must be guys that are texting them, because we're just not very good listeners. What did he say? Park. P-A-R-K. That's the word. So text that to us through the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Just go into your Google Play Store, search for Civic Space Media. It'll be right there. Very easy. And then you can have 98Q available on your phone anytime. You tap on 98Q, hit text. So get us that word park before 8 o'clock to be in for this hour's overnight stay at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. No Brewers today. They got rained out. We saw it coming. Looked at the forecast yesterday. I'm like, this isn't going to happen. And it's not going to happen today. They'll do it same time tomorrow, 11:35 pregame, 12:10 first pitch. So season opener tomorrow. They'll go tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, all pretty much the same times. And then the Brewers will have their home opener at AmFam Field coming up next Tuesday. NCAA continues today. A lot of the high seeds have made it through. It's not definitely not a Cinderella year. It looks like we're going to have some really high seeds that'll be in the Final Four. So, and same thing really on the women's side. I think I heard somebody say in the first couple of rounds of the women's tournament, there were only four teams that were not favored that won. And on the men's side, it was a little bit more than that, but not too much. There were a few upsets, but then those teams that pulled the upsets in the first round, the 10, 11, 12 seeds, then they got knocked out in the second round. Not all of them. I think NC State, I believe, is an 11 seed, so they might be your Cinderella team, but the school itself has had a lot of success, so there's not the Grand Canyons or the Oaklands or stuff like that lingering in the Sweet 16. Today is National Hot Tub Day. Today is National Weed Day today. So go on, weed your garden. The NCAA, the Major League Baseball season officially, if I think everybody had a game scheduled for today, I believe. Everybody. I saw there's at least not only the Brewers, but a couple of other games that are weathered out also. So we get the baseball season going today. A lot going on. There's just a lot of little stories happening, and I made a little list of them yesterday just to kind of ease my mind a little bit about things going on in the world. The baseball betting scandal, of course, with Shohei Ohtani, the best player in baseball. His assistant, longtime friend, apparently spent $4.5 million gambling, and it's the investigation's underway to see what the heck was going on there. Did you see also there's an investigation going on. There's some prop betting going on, and they're trying to get rid of this in college where you could bet that a certain player is going to score more than a certain number of points. There's all kinds of prop betting, they call it. But there's several investigations with that going on with college players. Did you hear that Caitlin Clark, this Iowa superstar basketball player, she got offered $5 million to play in this three-on-three league, and I think it's a men's league, I think. But they offered her $5 million to bypass the WNBA and go play in this three-on-three league. It's got to be tempting. Got to be tempting. And, of course, the tragic story of this big barge hitting the bridge over there in Baltimore. This thing was huge. You know how big this barge was? This barge was over 3 football fields long. That's pretty big. If you just imagine standing in the end zone of a football field and looking to the other end and then do that again and again, 3 times, and about 50 yards wide and about 390-some feet long, or 900. Well, anyway, it was 3 football fields. You do the math. 1 yard equals 3 feet, Joel. Good. Over 900 feet. This thing's huge. It's huge. It kind of makes you wonder why we can't just go with a couple of smaller ones. I mean, why wouldn't it be just one huge barge? They all carry these large shipping containers that carry products that people use. It's a way for them to transport stuff. You know, semis take some stuff, but there's a lot of things they can fit on there. I suppose cost-effective-wise, maybe it's better to have just the one ship because then you can have a smaller crew or whatever. I'm sure there's more regulations with each ship. I get it. But, man, over 3 football fields long, and they couldn't stop this thing. They were losing power, and they just couldn't stop it. They couldn't. The propellers or whatever weren't working, and right into the bridge. It just amazes me that that bridge would go down. I know you got one beam. I guess they kind of hit the middle one, and then the whole thing just right down. 6 people is what they're saying are unaccounted for and are presumed perished with that. I think several of those, I think, were construction workers. I know a couple, at least. And they did message ahead. They were able to call ahead and tell somebody on the bridge that they were having problems. So they did hold up, or the traffic was not as heavy as it would have been had they not called ahead. So they did take precautionary measures to save some lives. Otherwise, it could have been a lot more with that bridge in Baltimore. So those are some of the stories. Just a lot of little ones going on that are kind of weighing on our minds a little bit. We've got sunshine. Look at that out there. I think that snow's going to melt off a little bit for you today, because it's almost feeling like a spring / summer sun now, a warm sun. So grab that lawn chair. Get out there. 35 degrees, I know, but if you can get in the sun, it's going to be pretty nice today. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. Let's get her going right now with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After finding two of the construction workers who were killed in the collapse of the Key Bridge this week in Baltimore, crews will start today to remove some of the wreckage. As to rebuilding,
we will come up with a design for the replacement of that bridge as quickly as possible. To get the port back up and the community back up and running.
Maryland Secretary of Transportation Paul Wiedefeld. It's just too dangerous in the water right now below the bridge for dive crews to look for the four remaining people who lost their lives in the collapse. Stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, west of Chicago.
We have four individuals who are deceased. We have one that's in critical condition right now, and an additional four that are in stable condition.
Police Chief Carla Redd, there's no word on a motive, but there is a suspect in custody. Today is sentencing day for cryptocurrency fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried. Prosecutors want to see him behind bars for 50 years. His lawyers say he deserves no more than 6.5. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll. 46% of registered Wisconsin voters back Biden, while 45% support Trump. Last month, Trump had a 4-point lead. He'll campaign in Green Bay Tuesday. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did at $1.2 trillion. Because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW, it's the Phillips Moose Lodge Bingo. The current progressive jackpot starts at over $1,180, and proceeds are used to support area community projects and events. For more information, you can find them on Facebook at Moose2661. Once again, that is Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks lose Pat Beverly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened Sunday night. Bucks guard Pat Beverly says his right wrist kept bothering him during warm-ups. He still played in the game against the Thunder, then had x-rays the next day.
Talked to the doctor and informed me that I tore a ligament in my right wrist and gonna need it surgically repaired, which takes 3 to 4 months.
Beverly likely done for the season. The Bucks face the Pelicans tonight in New Orleans. College basketball tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers women's team faces the Illinois State Redbirds in the NIT. Baseball, the Brewers and Mets game canceled due to poor weather in New York. The two teams will try again tomorrow. Bob Uecker says he'll be back in the broadcast booth for opening day next week at American Family Field. Then it's day-to-day after that. Uecker is 90 years old and has been calling Brewers games since 1971.
Just a bit outside.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's Ribs and Ribeyes every Saturday night starting at 4 p.m. at John Sremont Corner Bar and Grill. Located at intersections of 111 and Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
It is going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy. Partly cloudy, 35 our high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 8 above tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sunshine, 45 with some scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Oh, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
All right, and before we jump back into more great country, we're going to keep you updated on what's going on with our Shawamigan schools. We got District Administrator Kyle Cronin in here. I feel like this is Christmas in here, Kyle, because we're exchanging gifts here this morning.
We are.
You brought me donuts, and you indicated a few weeks back, we were talking about our favorite breakfast cereals, and you indicated Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles, thank you.
A little Fruity Pebbles there. So this is like Christmas in March here.
Yeah, we must have, we just had great ideas today. Yes. That was all there is.
Donuts and Fruity Pebbles, that qualifies as a great idea, yes.
Oh, my gosh, sure. That's going to be a great breakfast.
We're going to be napping by 11.
Maybe sooner.
All right, Kyle, what's going on at the Shawamigan schools today?
Well, Joel, I'm happy to let you know that your wish finally came true, and we did get that snow day in.
On Monday.
Yeah, on Monday.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I'll tell you what, a week ago we were talking about the softball team and the baseball team and the track team all outside and doing things, and now we're back to the gymnasium.
Yeah, for a while.
We are currently looking for and really need to find an early learning center assistant teacher. So for our early learning center, so anybody interested in being an assistant teacher there, please contact the school. There are details on our website as well. We're also looking for a bilingual, bicultural teacher of our English language learner students. And again, details on our website. We're also looking for a middle school teacher for next year up at Shawamigan Middle School. So again, if you're interested, if you know somebody who's a teacher, please have them visit the website.
All right.
Open enrollment continues through the end of April. So we've got about a month left for open enrollment. Our Shawamigan High School we did our ACT last week. Today is a pre-ACT day, so all kinds of assessments and things. And that pre-ACT is for our 9th and 10th grade students. Our 11th and 12th grade students have some other activities they'll be taking part in today while that testing is going on. We've got Aqua Zumba this evening from 5 to 5:45 in the pool. Prom coming up next weekend.
Yeah.
So April 6th, tickets available in the office. Spring break, a little mini spring break. Everybody district-wide, we were tomorrow and Monday.
Yeah, Friday, Monday.
And we don't have to have a snow day there.
All right.
Hopefully.
All right.
So FBLA is headed to state on April 8th and 9th. And we've got a career fair for the 10th grade at UW-Eau Claire in Rice, at the Rice Lake campus on April 9th as well. again, we've got our 4YK introduction event up at the North Campus on April 25th and South Campus on April 26th. And so that is happening.
All right.
And then if you're interested in summer school planning has started. The dates are June 3rd through the 21st. Doesn't really look like summer outside today, but we'll be there soon enough. And then a couple of events next week. We'll see what the weather holds. Track is probably getting their event in. It's the Merriwood Indoor Meet at Stevens Point, UW Stevens Point, at noon on April 1st. And then we've got softball and baseball supposed to be headed down to Marathon on April 2nd and April 5th. Softball at Ladysmith and baseball at Washburn April 6th. Track and field Whitewater indoor meet. And that's quite a long trip, but they'll be doing that on April 6th. So a few events next week. And that's what's happening this week. Joel, thank you for the Fruity Pebbles. And enjoy the donuts.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you have a great
day.
Thank
you, Kyle. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator, joins us each. He joins us each Thursday morning right around this time, 7:40, 7:45, to update us on what's going on at the Shawamigan schools. And he mentioned no school Friday, Monday. And, boy, the Park Falls Library has some good stuff. Easter Bunny going to be there Friday morning. They've got a magician clown coming in on Monday. I don't know if it's clown, but it's magician. So we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Our keyword for the 7 o'clock hour here this morning, Park, P-A-R-K. Get your name in. This is a civic media contest with all of our civic media stations. Chula Vista overnight stay is the prize for this hour. And then that entry gets you in for the grand prize, too. You got until 8 o'clock. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Click on 98Q. Text the word park to us right now, and you'll be in. Simple as that. Text to win. Riding and slipping and sliding into spring here from 98Q Country.
Stops at the fence road. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care. So we do things a little different around here. We're brave saints and we're an army green. Truth is in the words in red we read. Pride is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Right is right, wrong is wrong, yeah.
Country. This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone.
Long.
at 98Q. Still a few minutes left to get us that keyword park. Text that to us right now. You'll be in for the Chula Vista Overnight Stay Grand Prize drawing of bikes and blender and outdoor furniture and all kinds of good stuff. So park, P-A-R-K, text that to us. Just download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Search for Civic Media. There it is. You download it. You got 98Q. There's a bunch of other stations in there too, but 98Q, text us and you're set. We'll do it again at 10, 1, and 3. One more day tomorrow at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 and 3. Text to win right into spring with Civic Media. Statewide contest. We've had a lot of local winners here. The Easter egg event Saturday at Hines Park has been moved due to, well, look at it, due to the stuff outside, the snow, and at the very least, it'll be very wet. So they're moving that inside. So Saturday, the Easter event at Hines Park moved inside to the elementary gym and cafeteria here. Lots of Easter events, of course, going on throughout the Northwoods, many towns. If you've got something you want to let us know about, shoot us an email. WCQM@civicmedia.us. Kyle mentioned Shawamigan off school Friday, Monday, and the Park Falls Library has the Easter Bunny coming in Friday, 9:30 to 11. That's tomorrow. It's free. We tell a little story time at 10:15. And then Monday, they've got Cliff the Magic Man. Cliff the Magic Man. I think I threw the word clown in there, and I apologize to Cliff for that. Magician, going to be fun stuff. It's free, and it's Monday at the Park Falls Library. Kids are out of school, so go on down there at 11 a.m. for that event at the Park Falls Public Library. All community reminders just for you from 98Q Country.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Get ready for an egg-exciting Easter event at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream and Prentice alongside Prentice Hardware. Join us for an enormous Easter egg hunt on Monday, April 1st of Easter weekend. No April fooling around. Just tons of eggs filled with treasures from toys to candy, including special golden bonus prize eggs. Starting at 11 a.m. on the grounds at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream off of Highway 8 on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. And yes, I have to mention the ice cream counter will be open. Don't miss out. Hop on over Monday, April 1st for the egg fighting fun.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, but we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right. As people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right, get your car in, get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway is just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy. Partly cloudy, 35 our high, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 8 above tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sunshine, 45 with some scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.